This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The geniuses of the world are right here, right now, on the DJV show. You didn't know there were so many geniuses in one place, but if you listen for a while, you'll figure it out and agree with me. I'm Doug Steffen with Genius Jennifer, Genius Victoria, Genius Kara. Although there is a problem, there is a problem. And after we hear about the 10 candidates that were on stage last night, we're going to talk about Eskimo pies. It's a very, I don't believe what I heard recently from Kara and Victoria about Eskimo pies.
Well, this could be appropriate because, you know, former Vice President Joe Biden. Well, no, but former Vice President Joe Biden, who will be on stage tonight, likes to greet women with Eskimo kisses. So really? It only fits, right?
I thought you were going to say he loves ice cream, but
yeah.
He might.
If he does, voting for him then. Ice cream. So, all right, so the frozen in time, the Democratic Party candidates last night on stage, first debate of the 2020 cycle. So let's get from Jennifer whether Elizabeth Warren did a nice job, or was it Julian Castro? Is that his name?
Julian.
Blah, 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 Blasio. Ah, yes. Medicare for all. Everybody get it free.
That was actually one of the most interesting moments was at the beginning of the debate. They asked the candidates to raise their hands if they'd be interested in getting rid of their private insurance and supporting a Medicare for all system. And actually, de Blasio and Warren were the only two who raised their hands. Right. The rest of the stage said, we want to kind of fix what's already there. It was an interesting night. I think just formatically, it's worth talking about NBC News and what they did right and wrong. I felt like it was a very rushed night, and I think the fact that NBC made it more about the moderators and less about the candidates was unfortunate for people who were really trying to learn about the candidates, because they switched hosts midway through. They had some technical problems where you could hear the previous hour's host chattering in the background.
They really tried
limiting the answers of the candidates. I felt like Chuck Todd and Rachel Maddow almost wanted to become more of the show than Savannah Guthrie and Lester Holt, who I think did a pretty good job.
Lester
they actually shine the light.
Incredible. Yeah,
on the candidates.
Savannah Guthrie really surprised me. I just think of her sort of like the Today Show and
vapid.
I was definitely impressed with her ability to kind of, you know, ride
the
herd there.
So you think Rachel, I always usually like Rachel.
Rachel Maddow's fine.
He's so annoying. He's such an egomaniac.
That comb over. I just can't get past it.
Rachel Maddow is fine when she's by herself.
I agree,
if you're into her message, she's fine by herself. The problem is when she's competing with other people, it just doesn't work right. And so I think the spotlight should have not been on the NBC News staff. It should have been on who the heck John Delaney is, who the heck Jay Inslee is.
Most people don't know about you. It's kind of like we don't make this program about us. We make it about the stories that we're talking about.
So, Are they doing it the same way tonight? It's the same characters?
And they're doing the same flipperoo. They're going to bring in Univision personalities. So they're going to be doing a lot of different
things.
They're
going to speak in Spanish? All of them feel like they have
Well, that was another story from last night. You had three of the candidates speaking in Spanish. You had Cory Booker, Beto O'Rourke, and Julian Castro all out Spanishing each other. And one of the hosts also asking questions in Spanish. It seems that, according to at least the Drudge Report, Tulsi Gabbard was the big winner. I think if you ask a lot of progressives, Julian Castro had a big night, a breakout night for a lot of people I know in my circle who felt that he did a good job. Cory Booker, it was a mixed bag. He definitely got the most mic time, but some people were rubbed the wrong way by some of the things that he was saying and just kind of the boasting that was going on, while other people thought it was a breakout moment for
Cory
him. So depending on where you are.
Whose mind? You talk about the only person who thinks Cory Booker is going to win is asleep or dreaming. This guy is.
I would say if I were a Democrat tonight, or a Democrat today, I would be really happy that there's another round of debates tonight, because I don't think I saw anybody on the stage who I think, at least right now, today, is positioned to go up against Trump very effectively.
All right, so let's talk about what you took away. Kara, I don't think watched it, but I know Victoria did. I didn't watch
hour.
It. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
So what'd you take away from it?
I don't know. It was kind of, it's hard to know.
My point exactly.
I was glad that I watched it because, you know, you get a little bit of information. I definitely took away, I mean, we were talking about Cory Booker. To me, he seems very much like a politician's politician. He kind of talked in circles and, you know, said lots of, you know, fancy sounding things. But at the end, I didn't really know what he was talking about. What I think I took
neither
away is
he,
that.
So don't worry about
well,
it.
Well, yeah, I found that Castro had a good personality. I found that, is it Gabbard? Gabbard? How do you say her
Gabbard.
Last name?
Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah, I found that those two like were the most genuine, and they were two that I didn't really know anything about, and they seemed like good. They were actually talking, saying their own opinions, that it wasn't scripted, so that was good. I think I found out the most about people's personalities and not that much about actual policy, so I'm hoping that now that I've determined a few people that I actually like, that I can find out more about their policies after this.
Hmm. All right, what's your takeaway, Victoria?
I agree with Kara. I was very impressed with Gabbard from Hawaii. I thought that she brought a different energy to the stage that was really important. For me, though, I wish that it wasn't, if it's going to be the same rushed format tonight, we're not going to learn anything. You've got Biden and Buttigieg and Kamala Harris and who was the other one? Wasn't there another fourth one that's in there tonight?
Bernie's there.
And Bernie.
Yeah, Bernie,
I mean,
too, yeah.
The four of them
all the
alone.
Front runners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then plus you've got six other people that no one knows. I don't know. I think that the format stunk. It really did.
But you did get more about Miss Hawaii.
Yes.
You did see what a phony Cory Booker is.
Well, I've already known that, but
before.
Yeah.
and then the, what was the other one? That I just was reading a report. On the woman
it seemed
from
like the live
Minnesota.
Audience.
What's the woman's
Amy
name?
Klobuchar.
Klobuchar. Klobuchar.
Yeah. She kind of was the lowest energy, I think, but she, to me, policy-wise, I'd vote for her.
Most
if
solid.
I had to pick some, yeah, if I had to pick somebody from last night, she'd get my
well,
vote.
I was actually
audience.
Surprised. I was surprised about Elizabeth Warren because Elizabeth Warren went into that particular stage. She's the front runner on that stage and as of late has had the most energy surging behind her, even above Bernie Sanders and maybe even Joe Biden. She's been getting into second place. And I didn't, as much as she has solid policy to talk about, I think she gets so involved in the kind of the wonkiness, the policy stuff that she can't, she's losing that charismatic factor that can bring her in. And I think that's what Tulsi Gabbard has. I think that's what Julian Castro has, is kind of that charisma that brings you in and wants to make you listen.
You want to learn more. Yep.
I'm going to ask my daughter about Gabbard, what she thinks. She has this Warren sticker on the back of her car.
Does that make you want to ram the back of her car?
No. My children will be the first to tell you that their father told them, he drilled into them that they needed to learn how to think for themselves and speak for themselves. And even though Megan and I over the years have had arguments, and Brendan and I have too, to a certain extent, because they don't either of them politically. Brendan's a little closer to me than Megan is in terms of politics. But they've influenced me in my thinking, and I've influenced them and their thinking. And that's, after all, what a good discussion is about. But would I change the situation? No. As long as they don't indoctrinate Miles with, you know, there's only one way to think.
You don't think that's going to happen?
Of course it'll happen.
In their households? Come on.
But, you know, it's he'll have gramps.
Auntie Jen should take him out for some ice cream.
That's a good idea. You and I will take him out for some ice cream. By the way, speaking of ice cream, damn it all, I had a conversation, Jennifer, with Victoria and Kara before the top of the last hour, because we missed Eskimo Pie Day on the 24th. And the two of them said to me, what's an Eskimo pie?
No, come on.
Yes.
I didn't know.
No. You guys.
What is
I think
problem?
It might, maybe it's a West Coast, East Coast thing. Maybe they're big on the West Coast.
No, of course
not.
I don't know. Have not ever had one.
Really?
Don't know anything.
I Googled it. It's just vanilla ice cream with chocolate. I feel like I'm not missing all that much.
And they would wrap them in a silver wrapper, and they were delicious.
Yeah, there's like 37 other brands that do that. If you have one, you've had them all.
There's nothing like an Eskimo pie. The ice cream's not that good, but the Russell Stover chocolate is good. Russell Stover chocolate.
You're really not making me want to go get some by saying the ice cream's not that good.
And Russell Stover chocolate? Like, what?
All right. Well, we found the two ladies lacking in cultural diversity.
Heard that first. You're lacking in taste buds.
Do you know what a push-up is?
No.
Is that like one of the rainbow ones that you get from the ice cream man?
Like a push-pop?
No, it's called a push-up.
No, I don't know.
It is what Kara's talking about. It's kind of like a sherbet, and it's in a plastic thing, although it's probably illegal now to have the plastic. But then you stick it up, and it's good. Mm-hmm. Raspberry.
Snorkeling doesn't pay, as you'll find out in a moment. Sad story, actually, about there's another visit to Shark Tank in a different kind of a way. I want to talk to you about some options here. There are a lot of people in our country who are suffering, sadly, families, the tragedies of cancer, and the treatments that are not available. We hear all these people touting you can survive with it, but what do you do to get rid of it? You have, people and families, they talk about, well, should we go through the operation, not have the operation, get the chemo, not get the chemo? You've learned great medical breakthroughs sometimes are discredited by the establishment, duh. And so I have a presentation of a book that was written by a man who went to jail because of his beliefs and what he was trying to do to help people who had cancer. The product that he came up with, he found it in Canada, called 714X. It's a sulfur drug. He can't tell you to take it, and I can't either. But I can tell you that you should look into what it does by reading the book, Do No Harm. Do No Harm with 714X. That's the name of the book. You can get it by going to 714xbook.com. I know people who have actually, Jack Stockwell told me he got it and he's reading it. Very interesting, very compelling information. It's 714xbook.com. You can order a copy for $10. Use the DJV code. Get a bunch of bonus materials as well to help you out, help you decide what to do. Do No Harm with Harmless 714X. That's what the book is called. Get it at 714xbook.com. Use the code DJV. If you lack energy and can't get your work done every day, you're struggling to get back into shape, all those sorts of things, you don't have a lot of drive and performance, then there is a solution. The daily routine that you're going through may be difficult, but thanks to NuGenix, NuGenix, you're feeling exhausted, this will fix that. You're not performing like you used to. NuGenix can help. High levels of testosterone play an important part in helping men preserve their energy and performance. So let's get into this overall wellness and fitness. Let's restore it. Let's get the tool. Revive your confidence by getting a free bottle of NuGenix. Free bottle of NuGenix. Just text FORCE to 321-321. Yep, free bottle, NuGenix. Text FORCE, F-O-R-C-E, to 321-321. Very simple. Be on your way to a more confident you. Text FORCE to 321-321.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so what's the story with this shark attack?
This is a 21-year-old California woman who was killed by three tiger sharks while she was snorkeling in the Bahamas with her family. Her name's Jordan Lindsay, and she's from L.A. County. Her right arm was severed during the attack, and she was bitten on her legs and her buttocks area. Her family saw the sharks while she was snorkeling. They tried to shout to her, but she didn't hear them before they snuck up and attacked her and took her life.
Awful. Jennifer, I see Duncan Hunter is in trouble again. Somebody else accused him of sexual harassment. He's a former staffer, I guess, of his.
He's a big-time congressman
from California, a little south of where. Isn't he from
San Diego County. He's in San Diego County. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So is his career over?
I would think so at some point. Yeah, his wife is also in trouble for misusing campaign money, and now these staffers are coming out saying that he groped them. So I think both of them have a lot of trouble to dig out of.
Yeah. And then there's a gynecologist at the University of Southern California charged with assaulting 16 women in the Student Health Center. What the hell's the matter with these people? It's 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I warn you right now, it's one of the great rock ballads from a female, Dusty Springfield. Throwback Thursday time, folks. Top five songs this week in 1966. It's our first big hit for Dusty. You don't have to say you love me, just stick around and I'll fawn over you. I guess, you know, I will tell you honestly, we talked about this off the air, the three of us. I have never really listened carefully to the lyrics. I just love the way she crescendos, like, right there. But I think, when I listen to it, I kind of get tearful. Actually.
Who is the guy? This is the list.
Not me.
Huff the Magic Dragon all over again.
All right, so anyway, number five this week, 1966, Dusty, and you don't have to, say you love me, just be close at hand. Number four this week belongs to the Bones. One of their most fabulous rock songs. They've got such a catalog of just fabulous rock songs.
This is one of my favorite Stones songs.
It's a great song. Paint it black, the Bones, or the Stones. Number four. Ba 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 ba. It's actually a foolish lyric line, but the way he's got a house in Morocco, and he was inspired by Moroccan music to do this. You can kind of tell that. You can hear it in the background.
Yeah, it's a different sound for them, for sure.
Yeah. Number three, one hit wonder for the Circle.
Gonna be all right. Yeah, the worst is over now. The morning sun is shining like
a red rubber ball. It's just a silly song by a silly group of studio musicians. This is one of those things, they get together, they come up with a lyric line in 3 hours, they record a song, and it's a hit. That's about all. I mean, there were dozens of those in the 60s. It's petered off. Everything in music today is so formalized and formularized and that stuff. nobody has any fun anymore. These guys were just a bunch of studio musicians that wanted to have some fun, and they did, and became a hit. Red Rubber Ball, number three. Number two joins the short list of songs I don't like from the Beatles. Victoria told me I had to suck it up. Paperback Writer. Beatles, number two. This was 1960.
Full disclosure, I've never heard this song. I've never heard
of it. You?
No, I don't know this at all.
Actually, isn't that bad. It's not as bad as Hey Jude. But what it did was show how the boys and their imagination worked. If I remember the story of this correctly, they were on tour, and I think John was reading some book, and the guys were teasing him about it. It was a paperback, a cheap little paperback book, and that's where this came from. They came up with the most interesting ideas just by their own life's experiences, and they could make a story out of it, and that's what this is all about. Number one this week shows you the variety in pop music in 1966.
Exchanging glances.
This is number one.
Wandering in the night.
First week of several.
What were the chances?
Strangers in the Night, Mr. Sinatra.
Before the night was through.
This has made women swoon.
Oh, that
they
voice,
go to his
my
concert.
Gosh.
Oh, the amazing story, too. Yeah. But the story here, too.
Was so inviting.
Listen to the story.
Something in your smile.
How do you say no to a guy who sings
so
this?
Exciting. Something in my heart.
Yeah.
Told me I must have you.
All right. And the top five songs this week at 66. Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
AncientLifeOil.com. For your CBD needs, just remember, AncientLifeOil.com. What does it do for the body, you ask? I can't say, do the people in the suits that run the industry. Big Pharma's all over CBD because of its well, you know what I mean. Research the benefits of CBD on Google and come back to AncientLifeOil.com and purchase your CBD today. Non-GMO and all organic. You don't want to be using a petroleum product. You want to be using the cleanest CBD product on the market. AncientLifeOil.com. We even have CBD for your pet. Help your pet's discomfort. Help your discomfort. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Newly reduced prices to pass off the savings to the most important person, you. AncientLifeOil.com. And one more thing. We have topicals, too. So if you have joint pain and some different issues that are going on in your body, you might want to use the topical.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
10 of the 22 Democratic candidates for the White House gathered on a stage in Miami for a first debate last night.
There is no one in our government at any level who has the right to tell any American who they should be allowed to love or who they should be allowed to marry.
For the last 21 years, I've been raising a black son in America. And I have had to have very, very serious talks with my son, Dante, about how to protect himself on the streets of our city and all over this country.
I am in this fight because I believe that we can make our government, we can make our economy, we can make our country work.
Necesitamos incluir cada persona en el éxito de esta economía.
A second group of 10 Democratic candidates will be on that stage tonight, not taking part in these first debates, Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. and this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like a picture of Kyle pretending to put his fingers on top of another national monument, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Kyle, it's that you hate that he's there, and you are sitting in a bathroom stall at work. Don't hate like Kyle's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Don't forsake your mind. Stick around and enjoy more of today's DJV program. How about them apples? Today is 6/27/19. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. We are on the ball here. Boeing has found themselves in another jam, or the jam continues. We'll get to that. Now we'll talk about the economy. I had a conversation last night at dinner. I went to a kind of, I don't say exclusive party, but it was kind of exclusive. And there were some economists there. A guy who specializes in the European economy had some very interesting things to say. We'll chat about that after we chat about Boeing, Victoria.
Yeah, there's an update on the 737 MAX software update, and basically it doesn't work. So this was the fix that was supposed to fix the maneuvering characteristics augmentation system. That's MCAS. That's the automated flight control system that we've been hearing so much about. And so the pilots who've been testing this new update out said that it's still not working. And if the MCAS software senses that the plane is going into a stall, then the system pushes the plane's nose down repeatedly, which they say is a standard procedure to avoid a stall. However, when the two planes that crashed, Ethiopian Air and what was the other one? I'm blanking on it now. But the two jets that crashed because of this MCAS software, Essentially, they could not pull the nose up. And so that's where the software update was supposed to fix this. And it seems like we're not any closer to having this be remedied. And these planes are still grounded. And it looks like think about it. This was originally announced by Boeing to be a quick software fix that was going to take 2 weeks. It's been months. It's been months and months and months. There is no way, I think, that these 737s aren't going to be grounded at least for the rest of the summer.
Great,
I think,
for
that
business at Airbus, and
yeah.
Not good for business. Boeing's got to change the name. They got to change the whole identity of the plane. They got to go back to the one they made previously and fill up their orders. That
you know,
would
and even
the same engines and stuff, but they just can't use
because this at this point, you know, even casually looking at this, thinking, okay, so the update that was supposed to fix it all, there's a problem with the update now. I don't know how you can come back from that after the two very public plane crashes where everyone was killed on board. I don't know that you can come back from that with still calling it the same name. But, you know, the other interesting thing is Captain Sully, earlier we were talking about birds, you know, flying into engines and stuff. And,
yep. Yeah.
Captain Sully has even been consulting with Boeing on this fix, and he said in the flight simulator he was unable to pull that out of a nosedive. So if Captain Sully,
butt goodbye on those planes.
He can't solve the problem, if he can't fix it, then no one can. So
that's not good. It's such a great American company. You want to see them do well. You really do. I certainly do. So speaking of doing well, the most commonly used measures in the economy. I mean, you hear the president talking all the time about how robust it is. And by most of the measurements, but there are a lot of people in our country who say they feel like the next recession is coming for whatever the reason. I don't know whether it's the news
media. I've
heard
every economist say that.
Yeah. So I talked to an economist last night at dinner at this thing that I went to. And a guy who was sitting next to me and got into what he's doing. He's an international financier, and he brokers a lot of deals, real estate deals in Europe. And he said I started asking him about Brexit and what that was going to do to the European economy. And he said something that I didn't know. The Europeans are feeling like there's a recession right around the corner. I'm talking about moneyed interest, people who run banks and funds and that kind of stuff. But the Europeans are encouraged, English are encouraged because, do you know why? What's going on behind the scenes? Okay.
Mm-mm.
So you've heard Trump, and this is one of these, it may come out of the G20 this weekend. The Americans and the Brits have negotiated a most favored nation clause that changes their relationship with us in terms of business that they do with us. So that there basically will be no taxes at all between the British exchange and the American exchange. Everything will be like we're doing business as if we were one country. And this is the reason that he apparently likes this Boris Burb.
Johnson.
Boris, yeah. And so the deal is that we will you take all of your tariffs away from anything that you're selling to us, and we'll take all the tariffs away from anything we're selling to you as if you were going from Massachusetts to Maine to buy something. That's how simple it's going to be. That'll save their butts because they are going to...
So essentially we're backing their economy.
Yes.
We are the stabilizing factor of their economy.
That's exactly what we're doing.
This
guy said to me that one of the reasons that Trump is doing it is because his mother was British. Do you know that?
Scottish.
His mother was British? Scottish?
Yeah, whatever. She's from Scotland, yeah. Or was of Scottish descent, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so he's offered the same deal to the Europeans so that the Europeans would have most... This is how you give it. This is how you stick it to the Chinese, and the Chinese have realized that, and that's one of the reasons that they're coming to the table. It was a fascinating conversation with this guy. He said, and I didn't realize, we were talking earlier about the deal's 90% done with the Chinese because they can't afford to not do business with us, and they are worried about us making the deal with Europe so that, because a lot of stuff, what you don't realize, basically Israel is considered to be a European country, even though it isn't. And the technology that's been developed in Israel,
oh, it's amazing,
equals or surpasses whatever gets developed. Well, the Chinese don't develop a damn thing. They just steal it from everybody. But the Israelis have partnered with French companies, Italian companies, and German companies to make technological stuff and to put it on the market to compete with the Chinese. And it gives the Chinese the willies. So that, look for that. Let's see if that plays out. Let's see if this guy knows what he's talking about. I thought that was very interesting. But we'll have a recession. If these things don't all come together, we'll have a recession before the next election. Because the European economy is about to
fall apart.
Almost
every economist, regardless of political party or whatever, I've heard that coming. Yeah. And that's got to be scary for Trump because he's really running on, hey, the economy's amazing.
Well,
so.
But think about how the other side of that is. It's pretty smart of him to be able to figure out how to do that and put all these deals together. That's what I think, anyway. Whether you like him or you don't like him, some of the deals he's put together have really straightened out a lot of messes. So, good for him. Speaking of straightening out messes, this is a message for men who are 45 years of age or older. A fountain of energy and vitality is now yours. Scientists have discovered that your body naturally produces free testosterone for peak training. Men know, it's very important for lovemaking. It's just important for your body to have as much testosterone as it can handle safely. You don't want too much. You want the right amount. First of all, it's important to know that this happens to every man when he gets beyond the age of 45. So you're looking for restorative help. And that's what Nugenix is all about. Nugenix will help you increase your drive and your performance. It is a solution that now, it's all of a sudden, it's everywhere. You notice this is one of those things that you didn't hear about 4 or 5 months ago, and now, all of a sudden, 63% of men who are using Nugenix say they have greater satisfaction in exercise and in relationships. So it demonstrates its real benefits. I've got a deal for you that you can actually take advantage of easily by going, pick up your device and text FORCE to 321, 321. That's all you got to do. Get a free bottle of Nugenix. Find out what everybody's talking about. Text FORCE to 321, 321. Get a free bottle now. Text FORCE to 321, 321 and feel the difference.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin and I love it. So far I've lost 35 3/4 inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour here on the DJV program. So you're trying to fix up your bathroom this summer, and you're frustrated because you thought this idea was good, that idea is good, and then somebody comes along and says, no, you can't afford that, or no, that idea stinks. Well, we're going to fix that problem. Sophie Donaldson is with us. She's someone that has a great background, home design editor. She was the editor-in-chief of House Beautiful magazine, so she knows from which it comes. Sophie, welcome to our DJV program. Have you recently redone your bathroom? Is that why you've got the expertise? What's your bathroom look like?
Sure. I've redone a couple of bathrooms, and there's always a project, Doug. What can I say? I'm always
game
for something to redo.
Yeah, it's fun. Kind of stuff is fun. Although bathroom makeovers can be messy as hell because of the tile and the plumbing and all that other stuff. So what do you have? What are things that are essential that people need to consider when they're thinking about fixing up the bathrooms?
Well, I think the first is that you should fix up your bathroom, honestly, because you really should. It's a quality of life change and one for a positive impact. This should be a room that you walk into and you're excited to be there and you like what you see. And I think one great way to do that, of course, is with, you know, terrific color and great design, but also stuff you're not going to worry about, things that are durable, and have that going on. So I've got two recommendations from two brands and then a couple ideas for you. So
good.
First up from Kohler is their Shadows collection, which is this collection of their, you know, signature cast iron, you know, enameled, beautiful tubs and sinks. But the new thing for summer, of course, is these really rich colors. So the colors that we're talking about right now in the design community and that are, you know, making their way to homeowners, lavender gray. So this is a really beautiful way to incorporate with natural, you know, colors and stone and neutrals in your bathroom. Just a beautiful new update. Indigo blue. It's as rich as
nice.
You think it is. Goes yeah. amazing with a crisp white. And then black plum, which is super luxurious and just kind of like an over-the-top, you know, show-stopping moment for walking into your bath. And these are products that are going to last a lifetime. They're beautifully made, handcrafted, and just gorgeous. You're going to walk in and notice that right away, and your neighbors will be jealous. What can I say?
All right. So I got a question about tiles. I have a
sure.
tile bathroom that has yellow tile. Ugly. I don't want to replace the tile, but I'm told you can spray it. Is that true, or is it better to replace it?
I mean, paint. Doug, why go halfway when you can go all the way, right? So listen, I am a
story of my life, Sophie.
No, I'm a big fan of going all the way. I think, you know, when you're talking about surface materials, durability and easy to clean and easy to take care of is it. Tile doesn't always offer that, but I do have a recommendation, which is Silestone by Cosentino. So this is a surfacing material, zero maintenance. You can't nick it or scuff it or scratch it. It doesn't stain. It won't be affected by makeup or hairspray. It comes in 90 colors, so their bestseller is like Calicutta Gold, which is just a gorgeous, you know, kind of marble feeling with beautiful natural kind of flex in it. Pearl Jasmine is another cool color. They've got charcoal soapstone, which is rich and sort of, you know, onyx.
Wait a minute, they don't have any yellow?
You know what? I don't think they've got some gold flex in some neutrals, but I can't say that yellow is on trend for summer. I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, that's all right.
But anyway, that's you know, no maintenance and easy, and it's just sort of a great choice for kind of a lifetime bathroom. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Any other trends in placing the bathroom has to stay where the bathroom is, right? You don't redo the bathroom, put it in a different part of the house. That's kind of a...
I wouldn't put it in a different part of the house. It's easiest just, I bet say if you're looking to save a little bit of money, keeping your, you know, outlets and your waistlines where they are is the easiest way to do that. But also, one little thing, you know, think about other rooms in home and that where you have, you know, decorative elements. So something like, you know, freshening the towels in your bathroom. But why not even bring in, you know, a lot of us have great collections of, like, you know, dining napkins, you know, cloth napkins that we use for dinners but don't actually use. Why not bring something like that with a little pop of color into the bathroom? So if it's already cotton, it's absorbent, makes a great little guest towel, and just sort of, I don't know, freshen it up. Or bring a vase that you have, you know, another part of the house into the bathroom. Just look to decorate in a way that you would another room, and don't just think so kind of prescriptively, oh, this is the bathroom, it should have bathroom things in it. Because honestly, it's a room that you should enjoy.
Well, I'm a guy who lives alone and a big old house wandering around. I got a big bathroom, and I'm thinking, okay, all I have is the toiletries piled up in the winter. Maybe I need a flower. Maybe that's it. The idea.
You need more than one flower, a little tight bunch next to the sink. It'll totally cheer you up in the morning.
Okay. All right. That's good. That's very nice. Nicely done, Sophie. Thank you. We got a website we send people to quickly?
Sure. So Kohler.com and then Cosentino.com will have your products right there.
Sophie Donaldson here.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Spider-Man drinking water through his eye hole. Yes, Tom Holland, who is the new Spider-Man, has a very interesting way to drink water in his costume. It might look a little weird to see a straw go in the eye hole, but that's what it looks like. There's some pictures floating around that show him drinking water through a
He's got this long tube. It almost looks like an IV or something. And, yeah, it goes right through the eye hole into his mouth. I guess the whole suit is not disconnected at the neck, so he can't drink like a normal person.
Well, hopefully he's not drinking too much, because I would assume going to the bathroom is probably
it's also not easy.
Problematic.
Maybe there's another tube coming out of the bottom of it.
Oh, here's an imagination focus for you. Okay, so this movie about the music of the Beatles comes out this weekend. Chucker's not here, by the way. He figured that out because we're talking about movies. Victoria, Kara, Doug, with a focus on real movies. Beatles and their music. And this movie is about people who don't know about the Beatles, never knew they existed. And so they seem to be the bad guys in this. I don't know. I find the premise, because the music is so great, I don't know. I thought it was kind of a cute premise, actually.
Well, it is
Patel,
an interesting premise.
Himesh Patel is the relation to Dev Patel.
No.
Can you imagine anybody thinking that just because his last name was Patel, he'd be related to
Dev
Patel?
Yeah, that would be crazy. Can't imagine anyone who would do that.
Would never happen on this show, I'll tell you that.
Never, ever.
But it is cute. I mean, from what I understand of the movie, it's supposed to be basically there's some kind of, like, worldwide blackout. And when he wakes up, he's playing the song Yesterday to his friends, and everyone's like, oh, when did you write that song? And he's like, I didn't write it. It was the Beatles. And everyone has somehow forgotten who they are and who they existed. And so what I thought is that, you know, his new attempt in life is to, you know, bring the Beatles music back around because, like, the world can't exist without the Beatles. And everyone thinks he writes it and he becomes super famous. But apparently the movie is a little bit of a letdown. Right, Victoria?
I mean, that's what I've been seeing from the reviews. Rolling Stone said that the premise is wonderful, but that they just didn't do enough with it. And then Entertainment Weekly said that it's a fun Beatles musical, but it kind of doesn't really go anywhere. And that's such a bummer, because I thought, finally, an original concept. You know, we have are reboots and superhero movies. And it just felt like, you know, I've been excited to see this movie for months now. So, I don't know, maybe I'll still see it.
Well, I'd go see. I don't see movies much in the summertime, so I miss out on a lot of stuff. But this is something that I really kind of wanted. I want to see Elton John. Haven't seen that.
So good. Rocketman's
I know, but
amazing.
Look at how it hasn't done as well as the other. It hasn't even come close to doing what Freddie Mercury did. And that seems because this guy, Elton John, has much more cachet, if you will. Freddie Mercury had a reputation for sure. And he was great at what he did, but he wasn't Elton John.
I don't think that's true, though. I think that Queen's music...
It's two different
music,
audiences.
Yeah, it's two different audiences.
Is it really?
I think that Queen's music is... I think more people know it, or at least know the lyrics, or could identify it, because Queen music is played everywhere. People don't necessarily know all the lyrics to Benny and the Jets.
And the audience that, like, Elton John was a huge Queen fan. And so, like, the audience for Queen is a rock audience, and Elton John's is, you know, adult contemporary. It's a totally different audience. I think what also turned people off to Rocketman is the word of mouth started spreading that it's much more of, like, a fantasy kind of movie. And I think I loved that aspect of it, but there were other people in our set that saw it and were disappointed that it wasn't a straight biopic like Bohemian Rhapsody. So I think that's part of the problem, word of mouth. Even though if you love it, then it was great, but some people were turned off by that.
Well,
just to follow up on yesterday, the Beatles movie, it's only got 66% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's not great.
No. Shaft didn't do well on Rotten Tomatoes, and it didn't... It's not even... I think this is the last week it'll be at the box office. I didn't see that. But the premise of it, those kind of movies are just fun for me. I want to go to the movies and have fun. I don't want somebody to preach at me. I don't want somebody to try to kill me. I just want to go and I want to have, you know, kind of get my mind off of whatever else is going on. And I find with me, although during the wintertime when I'm in California, I do like to go to the art houses and I like to see some of the movies. There's one on 2nd Street in Santa Monica that I go to a lot. It has really good, there have been some great movies, great story movies. And that's, I mean, I've made that a sort of constant comment here. And Chucker says I'm in the minority, but I don't understand why I'm in the minority. Because wouldn't you rather have something of substance than not? You go watch, basically, these movies, the big action movies, they're all the same. It's the same story, same over and over again. What do you want to go see that for? Don't you want to be challenged? Come on. Think like Kara. She's smart. But use your brain.
I like action movies, but okay.
Well, I do, too. I like action movies, too, but not those kind of action movies.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.